Good evening. It is June 2nd, 2021. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the 100 in Review, the Courier News, the Express Times, the 100 County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our first responders, our healthcare heroes, and our servicemen and women.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First up, presentation of minutes. If there's no objection, we'll take one vote on the minutes of the May 5th, 2021 regular meeting, the May 19th, 2021 regular meeting, and the minutes of the May 21st special and executive session meetings. Any comments? Discussion? If not, is there a motion to approve the three sets of minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the May 5th regular meeting, May 19th regular meeting, and May 21st special and executive session meetings.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And we will now open up for public comment, limited to agenda items only, reminding the public the meeting is recorded and posted on the website promptly, and you'll need to press star 6 if you're on the phone to unmute yourself. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public, please step to the microphone.
Yes, Ron McCaskey, director of the room. I just have a question on the purchase of a new John Deere wheeler. You know how many hours is on your machine?
I don't want to take a stab at it, but Warren has them listed, I would say. I'm not sure.
Just reason.
Yeah, 5,000, 5,600 hours or something like that.
What's the reason for a new one? Is there something wrong with it?
Well, from my understanding, it's at a point now where it needs all new tires all the way around. The brakes need to be redone, and he felt that the internal problems that may be adding up for mechanic work may become more costly than the machine is worth. And as you might have seen, there is a ability to do a grant here, which might help the cost for the township.
All right. I was wondering, is that or because it's probably rusting out, because I know it does cause a problem.
Yeah,
all right,
it's the amount of money going into the service of it.
Thank you. Anyone on the phone with a public comment? Limited to agenda items only? Seeing none, hearing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make the motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have the honor of swearing in two new police officers tonight. I'll turn the microphone over to our police chief, Jason Krantz, to give a little introduction to the two gentlemen who will be sworn in tonight.
Good evening, everyone. Chief Krantz, my first month as chief, I had a lot of stuff on my plate. One of them was to hire two new officers with the retirement of Chief Rautenberg and the resignation of Patrolman Johnson. I had to fast-track the hiring process, but in the beginning, we started off with 17 applicants. We narrowed it down to 6, and we narrowed that down to 3. Throughout the hiring process, we were looking for future leaders, and we were looking for individuals who would fit the mold of the police department, Lebanon Township, as well as the community. And tonight, I'm proud to present Timothy Savage and Christopher Bork. They check all the boxes. And I'm confident they're going to be great assets to the township police department, and they're going to be a great addition to our police family. And so first off, the first person we're going to swear in tonight is Timothy Savage. He's a 29-year-old. He lives locally. I'm not going to give his address away, obviously. He has an Associate of Science in Biology, and he's working on his Bachelor of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Currently at Thomas Edison State University. He comes from Rutgers University as a campus police officer, where he's been there since January of last year. So if he wanted to move closer to where he lived, which is close to Lebanon Township, that's why he wanted to make the move. And he impressed my guys, my command staff in the interviews, and as well as the committee. So I'm pleased to present. He happens to come in the door now. I'll grab him.
So, oh, you're going to go. Oh, you're going to have to. I'm sure he was going to shake hands.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How
do
I go?
You will come
right
to
the
front.
Mayor.
Oh, you look good in that uniform, you know?
I'm sorry?
I said you look good in the uniform.
Yeah, better than a suit, right? I could have worn a suit, but I thought this was more appropriate. Yes, my one. Come up and hold the Bible.
I think I'll get out of the picture now.
If she's on your left, raise your right hand. There we go.
So,
I, Timothy Savage.
I, Timothy Savage.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of the police officer.
Of the police officer.
In the Township of Lebanon.
In the Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations and welcome to Lebanon Township.
Thank you.
Two signatures.
There.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Family come up to
pictures? Sure.
Go ahead.
Move over, that
way
the seal's
right
behind
you.
Avery.
You want the rest of the family?
Absolutely. Does everybody else want to go up?
Yeah.
With them? Cheers.
Want to go up?
I'll just leave my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Avery. And then I guess my entire party to call
it. He said everybody.
Avery.
Okay. The next officer we're swearing in is Christopher Bort. Christopher is 24 years old. He graduated in North Hunterdon High School in 2016. He has a bachelor's degree in business with a concentration in management from Stockton University. Chris is currently was a Princeton University campus police officer since October
2020. On April 30th, he got his full cert. He was a Class 2 at Sea Isle City prior to that, and now he's a full-time officer in the state of New Jersey, so we don't have to do any waivers with him. He's gonna be another asset to this department. Very smart. He's driven. He stood out among all the candidates that we went through, and I'm honored to have him come in next and be sworn in as
Christopher,
badge number 29, legacy number. Pretty good. Hey, you got someone that wants to flip the Bible?
Yep.
Just one person? Can you stand on his left? Right hand. Repeat after me. I, Christopher Bork.
I, Christopher Bork.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
I'll support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
In the Constitution of
the State of New Jersey.
The State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
I'll bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of police officer.
Of police officer.
The Township of Lebanon.
The Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Two signatures.
Absolutely.
A couple more photos. Welcome again to Lebanon Township.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it. You can have your name and address come up.
Yep.
You guys
have
photos?
Okay.
All right. Sean, you can turn off.
You too. Go. I'll call her.
I'll call her back. I'll call you back.
Yeah, I know. This is someone you guys can go.
Looks like that's his
brother.
Yeah.
Thank
you so
much.
Chris,
let's
get you to show me.
I'll get all the information.
Oh.
Good.
Again, thank you to Chief Prontz and to the entire department for their background checks and interviewing and bringing two strong candidates to our municipality.
Thank you, Chief.
So, any other comments? We will move on to Resolution 55, 2021, Municipal Alliance Fiscal Grant Cycle, July 2020 to June 2025. This is a grant that It's called the Governor's, or it's available by the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse for the fiscal year 2022 grant cycle. This is a program that's done in cooperation with Voorhees High School. We're basically the municipal sponsor for the drug and alcohol abuse program that's carried on by the Voorhees High School. So the resolution 55-2021 is to endorse that the collaboration of the township and Voorhees High School will provide a matching grant and in-kind contribution toward this grant cycle at the high school. Any discussion, conversation, or motion to approve resolution 55-2021?
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 55-2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, resolution 56-2021, plenary retail consumption license renewal for ATK Incorporated, known as Tony's Bistro. The filing fee and the township license fee have been paid. Any discussion? Or is there a motion to approve resolution 56-2021?
I make a motion to approve resolution 56-2021.
Second.
The roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And resolution 57-2021, plenary retail consumption license renewal, Rock Corporation trading as Bourbon Street Wine and Liquor, 425 Route 513, Califon, mailing address. And their filing fee and township license fee have also been paid. Any discussion or motion to approve resolution 57-2021?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 57-2021.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have old business, the DPW mechanic position. I would propose that we take this into executive session to discuss the salary and personnel matters. Mm-hmm. And after that, we have the DPW manager request to purchase a 2021 John Deere 544P loader.
Yeah, Mayor, before you could do that, we'll have to get the finalization of the NJDEP for the modernization program for the grant. I handed in the grant today. I filled it out. I'll be speaking to the DEP, Chris Dowell, and he said the process should be fairly quick.
So just so the public is aware, we're applying for, it's indicated a $54,000 grant toward the purchase of the new loader, and so we just need to follow those procedures and keep everything in the right order. So no action tonight on that.
We're just getting close to the midway part of the year, and I'm hoping that grant application will, within the next week or two.
If you said it should go rather quick, I never, ever, when it comes to grants, I never give a time frame. But I asked them that same question you asked me, if you want to purchase the loader.
One of the concerns was that we might go too far and it would be next year ordering another loader at another year at a different rate. So
right.
I think that it's important that we kind of narrow this guy down.
Yeah, he made it sound like it would go a lot quicker than last year because the program, we already did the program, so we're like halfway there.
Right.
So we all the, you know.
It makes sense. I'd really like to get it to happen.
Right.
Okay.
I'll be on top of it.
Okay. Thanks, Jamie.
Could everyone please speak into your mics?
Testing, testing. Can you hear us now?
Hello?
Sorry. Thank you.
No, I used to have people here.
No.
Yeah.
So, new business. We have a presentation tonight from.
I have one thing under old business.
Oh.
And any other old business that you usually ask?
I know, but then we change the procedure to have amendments made to modify the agenda.
Okay.
So, if there's anything timely that you need to put in.
Well, I just was wondering when the subcommittee on the cannabis was going to give us an update. Because we're, you know, getting close to the August time frame, and if we have to do any kind of an ordinance and we need to review the ordinance, when would it come on the agenda?
The due date for an ordinance, as discussed with the attorney, is the July 7th meeting,
okay.
Our regular meeting July 7th, which gives a 35-day period for the planning board to potentially review, and then we could adopt it on the 18th of August.
Okay,
so
good.
I think the committee has discussed that we want to monitor events, and so I believe the subcommittee would be back with a preview June 16th of the situation to get guidance for the July 7th potential introduction. So, new business, presentation by Tristan Weber on his Eagle Scout project. Good evening. Yep, please use the microphone.
I have a couple of pieces of paper I just want to hand out. We got to look at with quick.
Okay.
It's just going to be a quick, if you flip front and back, it's just okay. What I'm going to maybe be reading off of.
Thank
if
you.
I miss anything,
thank you.
I'll be able to.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tristan.
Okay. All right. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Tristan Weber. I am a Life Scout with Troop 92. I'm also a junior at Vanaforis High School right along the way. So my Eagle Scout project is going to be to create a memorial to honor the Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department. So this memorial is going to be a semicircle paver patio located in Memorial Park along the Veteran Heroes Walk, it's called. It's behind the 9/11 Memorial. So you'll walk along that path and it will be placed there. We plan on using pavers that are similar to the ones already laid so that we don't make any noticeable discrepancies and just looking at it. And so with our setup, it's going to be 24 feet long at the base of it, and it's going to go back 17 feet in the semicircle shape. It's going to feature three stones honoring the firemen, one of which is already made, and if you're driving out of the building tonight, you will look at it over there outside the Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department building. That is the first stone that is going to be on the memorial. And then we are going to be getting two new stones, one of which we are going to be engraving with names, and the other is going to be left blank for future use. So along with this memorial, we will also be featuring benches so that when you're walking, you can sit there, you can rest, you can just relax, look, and enjoy the memorial, and just enjoy the general surroundings. It's a very nice place to have there. And along with it, we are going to be setting up, if we can find, deer-resistant plants, because we're in Jersey. Deer everywhere. So, and also, lastly on it, we're planning on putting two things. We have lighting that will go around it so that throughout the night it'll stay lit up. We're planning on doing some small floor lighting on it for that. And also, the outside of the project is going to feature engraved bricks. These are special engraved in that they can be ordered. $150 donation, you give me a message, and it'll be personally engraved on the brick paver and then placed on the project. So it's a big project, comes with a big price tag. We have a general estimate of around $15,000, and I have two main forms of donation, collecting. I'm using a website called Spot Fund, which if you've heard of GoFundMe, it's basically that, but a little bit better because they don't take money from me. And also the IRS doesn't call it a tax write-off or something. It's a mess with GoFundMe and the IRS. I need to do a little more research to figure out exactly what it is, but I'm just sticking with GoFundMe. But my two big forms of getting word out for this project is going to be social media. It's so big in today's world. I'm sending it out a lot of places. And then just simple, I made these flyers recently. I plan on getting them hung up around the area. I started off first at my workplace recently, the Califon Dunkin' Donuts. But you're going to be probably seeing these flyers located around businesses in Califon with a QR code that takes you to the website. And it also can just say you can just send a check straight to me. But those are my two big forms I'm going to be using other than general word, mouth-to-mouth conversation. Any questions?
That's a great project.
Yeah. What's the time frame?
Yeah.
Oh, we plan on starting. My first meeting is going to be starting in mid-June coming up. We're going to do general cleaning of the area. And by the end of August, at the latest, for the end of it, but hopefully mid-August
for the end finished project.
Contingent on raising enough funding, or
contingent on fundings, and also insourcing or getting the materials, really.
Okay.
Because sometimes I've heard recently pavers, especially shipping on it, can be a little bit questionable.
Mm.
But that's basically the biggest things are going to be if I can get all the money and also shipping times. That's what.
What's the deadline for people to have their pavers engraved? Or can you?
That's going to be a running thing, basically.
Oh, so.
But if it gets filled, we have 90 spots right now. And that's, if we're doing 90 times 150, it's a lot of money, $4.5K. Donations right there. I'm trying to do the math, and it's a lot of math in my head. I get the break. Okay, yeah, I'm making $9,000 off of the pavers, but it's a total of the 13.5 when I 90 times 150, and then you minus 4,500 because of the actual bricks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to basically be run on as the project keeps going, but if we get the 90, then at that point it typically will be cut off.
And who will actually be doing the work on the pavers and installing
them? So on the pavers, I'm working with John Valenta, General Paving Stones. And I'm also working with just a group from the fire department that knows generally professional levels of this stuff, so to make sure I'm not in over my head.
That's good.
And obviously you've talked with the park committee about this and the location, and they're on board with all of that?
And that's what I wanted to ask, if we require action tonight, or if this was in the plan that was approved by the park.
Well, we have to approve it for the sake of volunteers being there and insurance purposes, for one, so that he's covered, that he's not liable for people showing up there and doing work, that the township acknowledges that he can do work on the town, and insurance will cover any issues if there are ever any issues. Knock on wood that there won't be.
So what is the motion?
The motion would be to approve Tristan to move forward with his memorial at the Memorial Park behind the 9/11, through them, expecting to be complete in the year 2021, and volunteer times to be throughout the year to get this completed. I think that covers it.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck. Takes us on to presentation of vouchers.
I have two. First one is for Lawman Supply. It's for two Mossberg shotguns for $1,027.54. The second one is for Griffith Allen Trucking for gasoline for the police department for $2,166.13.
I have one here for Warren Materials for asphalt for $1,142.82. I have another one for Griffith Allied Trucking. This is for diesel for the DPW, $1,937.83. And the last one I have is for Patriotic Office Cleaning for $1,905 for the month of April, which include the police department, library, and municipal building.
I have for the summer newsletter to Karen Newman, $1,020.18, and New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan, the June premium, $34,017.56.
I have nothing to report.
None that apply.
So the total bill list is $54,539.77. Is there a motion to approve the bill list?
I make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. A couple of items of correspondence. Two tax collectors' reports for the month, first month of March 2021, collected in the March 2021. For the year 2021, $312,008.18. Taxes collected in that month for 2020, prior year, $37,916.07. Interest collected of $6,591.10, for total collections of $356,515.35. for the month of April 2021, current year taxes collected of $2,803,830.55. Taxes collected from the prior year, 2020, $18,707.39. Trailer fees of $2,220. Interest, $3,435.94. Municipal lien redeemed of $5,458.45. For total collections of $2,833,652.33. And then we have the curator's report.
I have nothing to add.
Okay. That takes us to public comment.
I make a motion to open public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, any member of the public who would like to make a comment on any topic? We have one in the room.
Ron Mikowski, Director of the Road. I just want to comment a little bit on Tristan's project. We had approached the park committee previously, got approvals from them, and as far as the lights being on at night, he said they'll be tied in with the existing lights, so they'll only be on when those lights are on. And I had contacted the zoning officer. He said he would be supplying you, the committee, with a letter stating with being done. This was some time ago, so whether you received it or not, I don't know.
In recent weeks or a year or so ago when the whole project was discussed?
2 months ago.
Oh.
3 months.
I don't think it's back to the committee.
I didn't get anything.
Where I'm sure it was a formality that he would just... Okay? Thank you.
If anyone on the phone would like to make a comment, make sure you press *6 to unmute yourself. Please identify your name and the road you live on. We're not hearing anyone on the phone. Anyone else in the room? Hearing no and seeing no comment, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. We will be going into executive session. That would be Resolution 58-2021. We have three topics. First, under the exclusion for public safety, with the governor having relaxed certain COVID criteria. The committee has discretion on mask policy for the public in the building and employees and the like, and so we will discuss that in executive session, and there would be a potential action there. Also, as we mentioned, personnel matter related to the DPW mechanic position, and it's possible that we take action there. And then Ms. Kohler asked to discuss a topic. Any potential action?
There could be, but okay. I don't know. Potential action. I'm not looking for action.
Yeah, it's unlikely. But the point is we're reserving the right to act after.
That's what
right.
I
after
okay.
the session.
Okay. Potential action
across the board.
All three topics. Then, is there a motion to go into executive session? Resolution 58-2021.
I make a motion to go into executive session, Resolution 58-2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much. At this time, we'll mute the phone and